A few weeks ago, a news has stated that the Philippines may have an aging population. Don't say we didn't warn you. Yan ang pag-usapan natin dito lang sa The Jay Aruga Show. Kumusta? Welcome to The Jay Aruga Show. Medyo siguro naninibago yung mga listeners dahil kung nanonood ka sa YouTube ay may video na tayo. And we're trying something new here because may surprise tayo sa Season 6 of this podcast. So again, we're the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. Suwa ka na ba sa pang-aalipusta ng mainstream culture sa ating mga pinanghawakang values? Pwes, you've come to the right place because here in the Jay Aruga Show, we'll defend life, marriage, the family, at higit sa lahat, ang katotohanan. Because it takes all of us to take back the culture. Ano ang topic natin ngayon? Ang topic natin ngayon ay ito. Recently, may nabasa akong news about how the Philippines will be considered an aging population by 2030. Ayon ito sa CPD o yung Commission on Population and Development. Ito yung formerly known as PopCom. Anong ibig sabihin nito? So yan ang pag-usapan natin in this episode. But first, nais ko muna kayong imbitahan kung nadala kayo sa podcast na ito through Facebook, i-follow nyo naman yung Facebook natin. Or kung YouTube, follow nyo ang YouTube natin. Or kung Spotify, then yun, subscribe kayo sa Spotify or Apple Podcast for that matter. Kasi tinutulungan nitong makapag-reach ng more audience kapag ginawa nyo itong mga bagay na to. Okay? Promise? Okay, game. So gawin nyo na habang naghihintay ako dito. Alright, so back to the show. Before we begin, ito muna yung gusto kong basahin para sa inyo. I'd like to let you guys listen to this news. So ito yung nasasad sa news. This is from PhilStar. Sabi dito, Philippines may have an aging population by 2030. Sabi ng CPD. By the year 2030, sabi dito, the country's demographic can already be considered an aging population according to the Commission on Population and Development. Our population continues to grow but in a slower manner. There is growth but in a small number only, CPD Executive Director Lisa Versales said on the Bagong Pilipinas Ngayon program yesterday. The UN then can already classify the Philippines population as an aging one. This means those 60 years old and above are increasing, she added. We at the CPD already alerted concerned government agencies on this since there is a need to make better the living conditions of our senior citizens, said Versales. An aging population refers to the increase in the percentage of older people or those aged 60 years and above in a given country. This means the number of young population or those aged 15 years and below is decreasing. The CPD has attributed this projection to the COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19 was really a big factor. Only a few couples got married. There were also a small number of women who gave birth, Versales said. At the same time, the CPD said there was an increase in mortality. There were many deaths. That is why the projection is low in terms of increasing the population. So the commission also pointed out that a study made by the United Nations Population Fund and National Economic and Development Authority showed that the implementation of the K-12 program in the country has resulted to less pregnancies. Since there were additional years added to the basic education of the youth, this meant the focus on young members of the population now are on their studies, thus delaying activities causing teenage pregnancies. Bersales said, the CPD earlier said the country's population may reach 112 million by the end of 2023 or at the outset of 2024. The agency added that the Philippine Statistics Authority is set to come out with its nationwide projection of the population before the end of January. End of quote. So, notice ang mga reasons na binigay nila kung bakit aging ang population ng bansa. Pansinin nyo, isa dyan ay ang COVID pandemic. Then, mas konti daw ang nagpakasal dahil sa pandemya. Nariyan din ang dahilan ng K-12 dahil mas matagal na daw mag-asawa ang mga kabataan. Nabanggit din niya ang mortality. Pero, pansinin nyo, never binanggit ang pag-shift ng mentality ng mga kabataang Pinoy dahil sa reproductive health law or yung pagkakaroon natin ng contraceptive mentality. At hindi naman tayo nag-iisang bansa na may ganitong problema. Yung nagkaroon ng demographic winter. Ang Europe ay may ganitong problema din. Ang US, sumusunod na. At dahil may unti-unting pagsakop sa atin ng woke mind virus, pumapasok sa isip ng mga kabataan natin, unti-unting nagkakaroon sila ng predisposition na hindi na mag-asawa, let alone magkaanak. Lagi kong inuulit-ulit na ang woke left, their ideology is anti-life. Sila yung mga pro-choice na sobrang pro-abortion, feminist na mas gusto pang maging alipin ng workforce kaysa maging nanay or asawa. Ito yung mga environmentalist na mas gugustuhin pang konti na lang ang tao sa mundo. Or yung mga LGBTQ+ na sadly, sa case ng transgender, minutilate na nila ang kanilang sex organs. Kaya hindi na sila magkaanak. Or sa sobrang dami ng hormones na iniinom nila, hindi na sila magkaanak. And may mga may mga iba ding members ng LGBTQ+ community na nasa same-sex union na hindi na makapag-reproduce. At dito, nais ko rin idagdag na dumadami na rin ang mga socialist or yung mga estudyante na medyo left-leaning na parang gusto nang maging komunista na ayaw nilang magtatag ng pamilya hanggat hindi nabibigay ng gobyerno ang mga bagay na gaya ng libreng pagkain, libreng pera, libreng healthcare. So, kumukonti na yung mga gustong magpamilya sa mga kabataan ngayon. Especially yung mga kabataan na infect nitong woke mind virus. So, nag-i-spread na ito sa kabataan. And recently lang, nauso na yung DINK phenomenon. Ano ka mo ang DINK? Ang ibig sabihin ng DINK is dual income, no kids. So, familiar ba kayo kung ano ang DINK? Kung hindi, here's an example. Roll VTR.
We're dinks. We go to Trader Joe's and workout classes on the weekends.
We're dinks. We get into snobby hobbies like skiing and golfing.
We're dinks. We can go to Florida on a whim.
We're dinks. We're already planning our European vacation next year.
Dinks. We get a full 8 hours of sleep and sometimes more.
We're dinks. We get desserts and appetizers at restaurants.
We're dinks. We can play with other kids and give them back.
We're dinks. We still do it 3 times a week.
We're dinks. We spend our discretionary income on $8 latte.
We're dinks. We max out our 401ks, Roth IRAs, and HSAs.
We're dinks. We don't use our kids or dog as an excuse to leave a party. We just leave.
Okay, kung medyo gusto niyo pang ma-torture at gusto niyo pa ng isa pang example ng dinks, here you go. Wala kayong magagawa.
We're dinks. We're gonna get asked daily when we plan on having kids.
We're dinks. Of course we're gonna go out to eat every night after work.
We're dinks. We don't have to ask our family for financial help or to watch our kid when we want to go out.
We're dinks. We're gonna go to Costco and buy all the snacks in bulk that we want.
We're dinks. We have disposable income to spend on whatever we would like and don't have to spend on a kid.
We're dinks. I'm gonna go to every football game and play 18 holes whenever I want.
We're dinks. We're gonna get asked at every single family event what we're doing with our life.
What's the problem here? Before I say anything, nice ko munang sabihin na iba ang dinks who chose not to have kids than those who want to have kids but can't have kids. They tried many times pero hindi sila nabiyayaan. And I feel you guys. My heart bleeds for you. Pero anong issue sa dinks? Una ay hindi sustainable sa bansa ang ganitong scale of choosing to be dinks. Magsasuffer ang social security ng mga matatanda, which is dependent sa mga tax ng current generation na nagtatrabaho. Pangalawa, mapapansin nyo ang mga dinks dito sa video, ang binabrag lang nila for not having kids is an increase in participation in consumerism. It seems like the sad reality of being a dink is that parang sinasabi lang na ang purpose ng life is just to engage in high levels of consumerism. Like makabili ng latte sa Starbucks, makatravel, kundi man consumerism, makatulog ng mahaba. So, yun yung mga parang problema sa mga dinks na ito. The thing is, I'm a father of three. Ang masabi ko lang ay, kaya ko pa rin gawin at bilhin ang lahat ng mga pinagmamalaki ng mga dinks na ito na kaya daw nilang gawin dahil wala silang anak. Of course, need mo ng extra kayod, but doable. Ito ang sad. Hindi ma-experience ng dinks kung wala silang kids, hindi nila ma-experience yung multiplied 100-folds ang kasiyahan kapag may anak ka. Kapag sinasama mo sila sa any activity na ginagawa niyong mag-asawa. So, that's the sad reality sa mga dinks. Yung tipong kapag pupunta kami sa theme park, super weird kung kaming dalawa lang na mag-asawa ang pupunta sa isang theme park at walang bata. Medyo parang isip bata kami nun. Mas masaya yung roller coaster kung kasama mo yung mga anak mo na sasakay din dito at iniinis mo sila kapag natatakot sila sa roller coaster. In short, ang gusto ko lang sabihin is anything na kayang gawin ng mga dinks, nagagawa din namin na mga may asawa at anak, but better. And one more thing, sabi ng dinks, they can sleep late and they don't need to wake up early. For me, yeah, totoo yan, but they can do whatever they want. Pero alam nyo ba na kaming mga may anak, nagagawa din namin yan. At mas may matinding appreciation kami sa silence, sa sleep, sa rest, because we have kids. When we get the chance to rest, damang-dama talaga namin ang pahinga. Para itong kapag nag-abstain ka from sweets sa 40 days of Lent, mas matinding appreciation ang meron ka kapag Easter na at nakatikim ka ng matamis for the first time in a long time. Everyone is called to motherhood and fatherhood. Kung lalaki ka, you're called to fatherhood. Kung babae ka, you're called to motherhood. And kung single ka, kahit na hindi ka biniyayaan ni Lord ng kapartner, you are still called to fatherhood and motherhood. maybe not to your biological children, but you're called to spiritual fatherhood and motherhood to your community, or baka sa work. Baka may person doon na kailangan mong i-mentor, or probably sa mga pamangkin mo o yung mga batang naulila. So that's how we sustain our country. We need the previous generation to teach life to the next generation. So the problem with Dinks is I don't think they're doing any kind of charity or teaching to the next generation. If they are, then more power to you. More power to you, Dinks. But what we hear, it seems na parang masaya na sila sa consumerism. Also, I hope at this point, you already know that population explosion is a myth. Ha? Hindi mo alam ito? First time lang itong narinig sa podcast na ito? Well, allow me to explain. The population explosion scare has been around since the 70s. Dito nakahinge ang need daw for birth control. Kaya daw need maipasa ang RH law. Ayon sa aklat ni Paul Ehrlich na The Population Explosion. So ito yung quote dun sa aklat. Sabi niya, "The battle to feed all of humanity is over. In the 1970s and 1980s, hundreds of millions of people will starve to death, in spite of any crash programs embarked upon now." So ito yung prediction niya na by 1980s, give or take, we're all going to die. We're in a catastrophic state. Of course, we know by now, in 2024, yung prediction na ito ni Paul Ehrlich is off by an infinitely wide chasm. How do we know that the population explosion is a myth? Besides dun sa prediction ng CPD that the Philippine population will be aging in 2030, minsan common sense lang, malalaman mo na. Ito, example. Siguro ilan sa mga nakikinig dito ay nakasakay na ng eroplano. Kung sumakay ka ng eroplano, tumingin ka sa baba or sa window, makikita mo a large number of land sa Pilipinas not populated. Pero let me give you statistics that says that the world, instead of having a population explosion, ay nasa population implosion pa tayo. A dangerous state kung saan mahihirapan ang mga bansa i-sustain ang economy nila. According to the Visual Capitalist website, nearly 2/3 daw of the world's population are living in a society where the fertility rate is below the critical replacement level of 2.1. So itong 2.1 na ito, it's just enough to replace the parents kung sakaling pumanaw sila, at yung 1/10 ng kaibigan mong hindi magka-jowa. Noong 2005 daw, ang Canada ay naglabas ng statistics na saying that their population is aging in a decade. People aged 65 will outnumber those who are 15 below. More than a decade na since the prediction. Pwede nating tignan ang Canada kung nagkatotoo nga itong prediction na ito. So, tignan natin yung demographic ng Canada. So, eto, noong 2022, 19% ang 65 and up. Then, yung 15 below is almost 16%. So, yun na nga, mas mataas na ang percentage ng matatanda sa Canada. At ito din ang dahilan kung bakit todo ang paghikayat ni Canada sa mga migrants galing sa ibang bansa, galing sa Pilipinas. Hindi kayang masustain ng Canada ang economy nila sa mabagal na pagdami ng younger population. Japan's population is also aging. Maraming theme parks na sa Japan ay nagsara maging elementary schools at pediatric hospitals ay nagsara din. Yung Germany also has the same problem, kaya mataas ang paghikayat nila sa immigrants. In fact, kung Pinoy ka na naghanap ng trabaho, mas madaling makahanap ng trabaho ngayon sa Europe. Yung mga Pinoy na walang trabaho, apply kayo sa Europe and malamang malaki chance nyong matanggap sa trabaho, provided na qualified kayo. Russia's population drops by 750,000 yearly. So sabi ni Vladimir Putin, ito daw yung most acute problem facing their country. So this is the same story for many countries in the West. So gagaya pa ba tayo? Alam niyo kung anong bansa ang may booming economy? Sige, hulaan niyo. Okay, time's up. India ang sagot. At alam niyo ba kung ano ang projected na mangyayari sa India by 2030? Ang India daw is projected to be the third largest economy in the world, surpassing Germany and Japan. Alam niyo kung ano ang meron sa India kaya ito gumaganda ang ekonomiya? Recently, India has surpassed China as the most populous country. So takot na takot tayo sa China, pero sayang, may opportunity sana tayong matalo ang China in the future. Alam niyo kung paano? Let's just maintain our fertility rate. Ang China kasi aging din ang population nila. And in a few years lang, mas marami na ang matatandang sundalo sa China kaysa sa bata. Kaso tayo, sinasabayan pa natin yung China sa pagtanda natin. Kaya I think, ganun din, matatalo tayo. Also, kaya lang din naman may leverage ang China sa US is because of their population. Of course, I won't gaslight you by saying na hindi problema ang poverty. Kaso poverty is more because of corrupt politicians than the actual person. Believe me, may mga kakilala akong lumaki sa squatter area na nabuhay na hindi komportable nung bata sila. Pero ngayon, dahil nagsumikap sila sa buhay, umasenso sila. All I'm saying is, tapusin natin itong contraceptive mentality na ito. Let's start populating the country again. Sabi ni Mother Teresa of Calcutta, too many children? It's like saying, too many flowers? Speaking of Mother Teresa, alam niyo ba na maaari niyo siyang sabayang magdasal sa Halo app? Yes, may Pray with a Saint section sa Halo kung saan makakasama niyo magdasal ang Nobel Prize winner from Calcutta na si Mother Teresa. So install the Halo app now from the App Store. Better yet, you may use my link halo.com/jaruga. Also guys, patapos na ang season 5 ng podcast. Please let me know in the interaction part ng Spotify kung ano ang favorite episode mo ng season 5. We'll be doing a season ender soon kung saan we will count down the top 10 episodes of the season. Also nice kung sabihin na ngayon pa lang excited na ako for season 6 of the podcast because we'll be doing a major overhaul ng podcast. So please pray for us here. O makita mo, may video na itong podcast. Kung nanonood ka sa YouTube, nakita nyo na ako. Nakita nyo yung kamay ko, gumagalaw-galaw. So ganyan ako, idol ko si Jordan Peterson. Mahilig siyang gumalaw ng kamay. So makita nyo na ito in the podcast. So positive ba ito? Hindi ko alam. Baka mainis lang kayo lalo. Alright. Salamat sa mga nakinig. This has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology, saying, at the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye!
Hi, this is Jay Aruga of the Jay Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.